Deep ecological awareness is spiritual awareness. The sense in which we use the term ecological is associated with a specific philosophical school founded in the early 1970s by the Norwegian philosopher Arne Næss, 1912 to 2009, with the distinction between shallow and deep ecology. Since then, this distinction has been widely accepted as a very useful term for referring to a major division within contemporary environmental thought. Shallow ecology is anthropocentric or human-centered. It views humans above or outside of nature, the source of all value, and ascribes only instrumental or use value to nature. Deep ecology does not separate humans, nor anything else, from the natural environment. It sees the world as not a collection of isolated objects, but as a network of phenomena that are fundamentally interconnected and interdependent. Deep ecology recognizes the intrinsic value of all living beings and views humans as just one particular strand in the web of life. Ultimately, deep ecological awareness is spiritual awareness. When the concept of the human spirit is understood as the mode of consciousness in which the individual feels a sense of belonging, of connectedness to the cosmos as a whole, it becomes clear that ecological awareness is spiritual in its deepest essence. Hence, the emerging new vision of reality, based on deep ecological awareness, is consistent with the so-called perennial philosophy of spiritual traditions. There is another way in which Arne Næss characterized deep ecology. The essence of deep ecology, he wrote, is to ask deeper questions. This is also the essence of a paradigm shift. We need to be prepared to question every single aspect of the old paradigm. Eventually, we'll not need to abandon all our old concepts and ideas, but before we know that, we need to be willing to question everything. So, deep ecology asks profound questions about the very foundations of our modern, scientific, industrial, growth-oriented, materialistic worldview and way of life. It questions this entire paradigm from an ecological perspective, from the perspective of our relationships to one another, to future generations, and to the web of life of which we are part.